Okay.
Hi there, Wharton. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Jan wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and the accurate pricing to answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your very young company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far? Okay, yeah.
It's all right.
So, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And we are talking about that local path or the map that pops up right near the very top of the page. 10 or 15 miles, we can easily cover that with a local campaign. And, of course, it's not just for Google. To make sure that Google and Bing, the major search engines, will recognize the Costa Closets and Cabinets as a top option, that requires that we'll create the content that the search engines look for, index, and ultimately do use to determine what companies they'll display on that first page. Of course, the businesses that are on the first page, they get more phone calls, more opportunities. They ultimately take on more work if they can handle it. They're not on the first page, though, because they've been doing it longer than you have, or because they have a bigger company, or because they do a better job.
Right.
They're just on the first page because they have more content relating to that search than their competitors have. So we'll create almost 70 different destinations and directories for your business, all of them talking about your services and your service area. That way people in that service area can find you just by typing in keywords related to any of the services that you provide. So you'll have things like a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, etc. People typing in custom cabinets or cabinet installation, closet build out, whatever they might type in, your company's going to pop up. Now, you don't currently have a website, but I'm sure that you do have photos of some of the work that you've been doing, right? Like before and after photos?
Yes, I do have. Yeah, it's not a lot, but I do
have. Yeah, that's okay. You know, because you are such a young company, you qualify for both reduced pricing on the service itself and also a website included at no additional cost. The initial construction of the website is included. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of that website is also included at no additional cost. So, of course, that means when we send you jobs, you can take more photos, and we can add those photos to your website. There would never be an additional cost for that. Now, as far as pricing goes, like I said, you qualify for reduced pricing as a very young company. It'll save you a little over 50%. As long as you choose to stay with us, and there's no long-term contract, but as long as you choose to stay with us, that reduced pricing stays with you. It's not a promotional rate that will later go up. It's not an introductory rate. It's a fixed flat rate. Like I said, 50%, that saves you exactly $200 every month. It brings your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a flat rate of exactly $199. And that's the exact amount, so easy to budget for. No taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees either because you're not paying for leads. There's no third party involved. The calls will simply come to you. People will just Google it. You know, it's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Now, of course, Jan said it's something that you want to learn and from more about, kind of get pricing and details, but then think about it for a little bit. I mean, what are your thoughts at this point?
Well, it's not, you know, it's reasonable, of course.
Sure, of course.
And and to be honest with you, I'm listening. I wanted to talk with you guys because I'm honestly tired of about Angie Leads, which I have right now.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah, that's a lead-based service, right? You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not.
Yeah, man, and this is, well, you know, it's been good at some point, but right now, I've been having a lot of problems. So
I've heard
you know, I receive a lot of, no, I have, I have, I have at least two or three, friends, contractors that have the same problem.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
It's like you have leads that you can never contact them, and then you apply for a credit back. They don't give you because they give you
a credit or two before. Now they're refusing credits. I've heard that too.
Yeah,
it's sometimes good in the beginning, and I've heard people say, I think they're not even accurate. They're not even real leads anymore. I call and nobody answers, that type of thing. I mean, you're not the first person to say that. And then, of course, you try to call Angie's, and you're like, nobody answered the phone or whatever happened, and they stop crediting you back. Well, I think they don't even credit you back the money. They give you like credit for a lead. They give you another lead for free, and then
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you're just stuck
that's
in the same
saying.
Situation.
At the beginning,
chasing the leads.
Yeah, at the beginning, it was like they would give you the money back. Back into your credit card or whatever.
Got it.
And then, but now it's they simply. Just this wasn't approved. Why? Oh, I don't know. It's the system and this. So you're paying for leads that you don't actually have. So
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good. I mean, especially as a young company, to be paying for leads and not getting work out of it.
Yes, that
gets pretty costly pretty quickly. So what I would tell you is this. I mean, whether you end up canceling that service or not, there is no direct conflict. And, a lot of my clients have a lead-based service. Some of them are even happy with it. It's not usually the one that you've got, unfortunately. Thumbtack, I hear good things about Thumbtack or Network.
Yeah.
But even my clients that have success with their lead service, they're still more than happy to scale back on those leads in one way or another and just let their phone ring. I think every business owner has only ever wanted a customer to call them. So you'll probably end up, keeping the leads paused. You might cap the leads at a lower amount. You might even just shut the leads off altogether. Google it. It's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the power of this listing. Even though your company is very new, and I mean, think about it this way. You're a young business, so obviously you're not expecting to have word of mouth just yet. There's not a lot of people who have used your services to recommend you to somebody else. But Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. I mean, when we don't know who to call, and for a lot of us, a lot of the time, we don't know who to call for a service that we need. Nobody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on a smartphone. We hop on a computer. We type in a couple of keywords. And your business can be the one that gets the job. You can be on that first page and get the job even against a bigger, more established company. As long as you're on that first page of Google, that's where people go when they make that buying decision. And, if you're there, it's that old football adage. On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but that playing field is the first page of Google. And if you're not on that first page, it's impossible to win. Someone is going to need your services, but they're going to end up calling one of your competitors. You've got to be on that first page, but once you're on that first page, you can beat the bigger guys, as long as you're where people can see it and they can see a couple of photos. Like I said, we can use photos you've got. We can add new photos of the work that you take on. Just keep taking photos or take videos. There's no cost for us to do that. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's included. In fact, everything's included in that flat rate. Of course, it's just the $199. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll see how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from individual directories or from your website. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you. Residential clients that's got the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a lead form or a contact form right on your website so people can tell you where they live, what they're looking looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or if they're trying to contact you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form also repopulates right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions?
That reporting, is that something I can access easily all the time?
Exactly.
Is it online?
It is online. It's a dedicated website. You can access it by phone or by computer, my.localsplash.com. 24/7 access, we call it your client dashboard. And the information does update in very near real time. So several times throughout the day, that information updates. A lot of our clients go on it once a day, or some of them even more than once a day. Some, they don't use it at all. They just, when someone calls and they say, hey, you've never called me before, how'd you find out about me? They say, oh, I saw your website, right? Found you on Google. That's enough for some business owners to know that the service is working, but like I said, detailed tracking, detailed reporting, you'll be able to keep track of your reviews, you can request reviews, respond to reviews right from your client dashboard, and you will have reviews. I mean, we are creating almost 70 different directories, and almost 85% of them will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Google, Bing, Yelp, Yahoo, Facebook, Superpages. Wherever they originally populate and get scattered across the Internet, they'll also repopulate right on your tracking and reporting. So in one place you can respond to those reviews, or even have us respond to those reviews for you.
Okay, good. That's good. Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be easier to budget for. I know a lead-based service depends on how many leads you get and how much leads it costs, but with this, it's the same amount, and it bills once a month on the same day. So easy to budget for, you know when it bills and for how much.
Okay, and then let me see, you said you talked about the website, and then it goes on Yelp, major websites like that,
Major and minor, so we create that content not necessarily so your customers can see it, although you'll be on Yelp and your customers can see you there. You'll have Facebook and Super Pages, but we're talking about Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu, stuff that most consumers have never even heard of, and we're not creating that content so your customers can see it. We're creating that content so Google and Bing can see it. The search engine algorithm indexes that information, and those directories, though not well known, are as important to Google, as trusted as something like a Yelp or a Facebook page. So we'll create all of that content. Again, all of it talks about your services and your service area.
Okay, and then again, Facebook page, guys take care of that, of the content and everything. You create content for that.
Yes, we will create that Facebook page for you, the Yelp listing. We will ask you to email us the photos that you've got. You can keep on emailing us new photos, or you can even upload photos right through your client dashboard, so right through your tracking and reporting. You can add photos, request content changes, and we'll add that content to the different directories and different destinations. Even right on your Google listing itself, it amounts to basically a blog post, and once a week we can update or renew the content on there. So if you want to add a promotion for a specific service, or a senior discount, military discount, a discount for a specific holiday or service, we can do that even right on your Google listing. So there's a lot that we'll be able to do, and that we will keep on doing, the updating and optimizing of your listing.
Okay. I see. All right. Is that something that you can, all that information, or, in pricing, can you email me that, or?
Well, I can right now, I don't yet have an email address for you, but I do want you to feel comfortable in making this decision. So real quick, because it's just in the drop-down box here, there's an SMS message. It's a a text message through the computer, but it works just like a text message straight to your smartphone. So this is a link to our pricing page. So there's information here about our services, about our company. I did just send that. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Let me know when you're able to see that. So like I said, track your success, monitor your reviews. We've been around since 2004, so over 17 years. That's a long time for any company, and especially for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet. We've got a 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rating, no long-term contracts at all. Obviously, we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time for you to be a satisfied client. If you scroll down about halfway, it says Google Ads Partner, and the colorful and recognizable Google logo is in that box that says Google Premier Partner. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity provided to us directly from Google. You can tap or click right on that box, and it does go to google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Now, anybody who says that they can get you on that first page has to actually be a Google partner, because we get our training and our updates directly from Google, additional tools and techniques that we can employ, additional directories if Google adds to their local map algorithm, or sometimes they say we don't want to see these directories anymore, we're not indexing these directories anymore. So sometimes they ask us to not create certain directories. So we'll always be in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Now, if you scroll down a little bit here where you can see the SEO packages, I am talking basically about the Pro package. It is listed on the website at $399. Like I said, I would reduce that by half, just $199. There are certain bells and whistles, though, from the Platinum and the Premier Platinum package that I would be able to include at no additional cost, the exceptions being Facebook advertising and Google Ads. The Facebook is on the Platinum, and the Google Ads are on the Platinum Premier. Now, those are direct costs that we incur to pay for Facebook or Meta Ads and to pay for Google Ads. So it's $100 or for Facebook, and it's $300 at least as a minimum for Google Ads. So those are what drive up the cost of those other packages. I'd be happy to include all the other bells and whistles, though, the advanced reporting, the call conversion tracking, the dashboard access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. But it is still that flat rate, not the $399 that you see on the website. It would just be the $199. Now, the other thing that I would be willing to do, you can see that all of our packages have that $299 setup fee normally, and it's there to help us offset the cost of creating the necessary content. The website is going to be included, but what I can do here, because you do have that active profile page, Angie or Home Advisor, it's Home Advisor powered by Angie, homeadvisor.com/rated, the name of your business, a bunch of numbers in HTML, that's your profile page on the Home Advisor website. So even if you were to stop paying for leads, which of course you can do, you can pause them for 48 hours or shut them off altogether, you would still have that active profile page because you paid the membership fee. So with that, I can apply a promo code if I can just find it there. Okay. So this is the promo code that I apply for someone who is currently or even has recently paid advertising elsewhere. It's not specifically for Angie's. We have nothing at all to do with them. Can't wear a black eye for them, but we can certainly do right by your company, keep your phone ringing, earn your business, and I also want to make this affordable. Now, the promo code allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I might otherwise take 20 or 30% off of that setup fee, but I know by speaking with so many business owners, even going back to when Home Advisor was called Service Magic 9 years ago, a lot of good money going after a lot of bad leads, and I want to make this as affordable for you as I can. I actually do want to take 2/3 off of that setup fee, or $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to only the first month. Every month after that, it would be that fixed flat rate of just $99. And again, the website's included.
Okay.
Okay.
And let me ask you something.
Sure.
To start, I have to set up a payment right now. But when does that payment kick in?
So it does bill proactively, kind of like your rent does. You know, you pay for your rent on the 1st and you're paid up through the end of the month. So it would bill today's date, the 25th. We get started right away. So it does take us about 3 or 4 or 5 business days to build out your website. We'll start creating all of that content, all of the different destinations and directories and things like that. So it does bill on the day that you start, and then it bills on a monthly basis moving forward.
Okay.
Well, now, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Is it a smartphone, the 914-705-2641? You can receive a text. Obviously, I just sent you the text. Silly question now that I sent you that text message. The name of the business is DaCosta Closets and Cabinets. That's how you would want the company to be branded, right?
So that's the thing. I was even speaking with the first person. I forgot his name.
Yeah, with Jan.
Jan. I'm in the process of changing that name.
Okay.
So that's...
No problem. We can update content later on down the road. If it's a business name, a phone number, if services change, like I said, we'll be able to update that content at any time. So if you're not sure what the business name will be, we can update that later on down the road.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You're service-based, though, right? I mean, we're not ever going to be promoting, or at least not for now anyway, not promoting an address for your business. No one ever comes to you. You always go out to the customer.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I saw on the Angie or Home Advisor a physical address, the 449 Manville Road, Unit 2. Is that a residence?
Yeah, that's where it is.
It's where you live. Gotcha. Yeah. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if it were a shop or an outside office. Since you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They don't want anyone to be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So you'll only be listing city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical address. Okay?
Okay.
And then, is DaCosta your last name? I never want to assume.
Yes.
It is. And how do you spell your first name?
Wirton. W-I-R-T-O-N.
Okay. So Jan did have that right. I don't know if he asked you or not. And then, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. But sometimes maybe it's too late to call you. Someone might just want to fill out the contact form on the website. You do get that text message and also an email. If it's a business email, we'll show it physically on the website as well. If not, it would be hidden, but still attached to that lead form or that contact form. What is a good email address, Mr. DaCosta, either for you or for your company?
It's interiors dot DaCosta at Gmail.
Okay, and that was interiors.
That's going to be the name of the new, you know, the changing of the name. It's going to be DaCosta Interiors instead of DaCosta Closets and Cabinets.
Okay, so you're going to still offer the closets and cabinets, but you're kind of going to offer more services too?
Yes, I'm going to offer the whatever I do right now, plus the
any kind of remodeling.
I do
kitchens,
full
bathrooms.
Kitchen and bathroom remodel.
Perfect. Nice. Very in demand and also very profitable.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll be able to update that content. You know, as we start sending you those bigger projects, the kitchen and bathroom complete remodels, you can take more photos and send those photos out to us. So you said it's going to be DaCosta Interiors as the name of the business?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Oh, I wanted to ask you too, because when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, we do use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for some larger pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we will email it to you, but a lot of the times we'll just be able to send you a quick text message or give you a quick phone call. Mr. DaCosta, did you have any questions, though? I'm sorry, any preferences, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I'll say I rather, text and email.
Text and email, okay. Yeah, a lot of the times you're too busy to answer the phone, but I'll put
exactly,
text and email preferred. Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, if this is indeed something that you're prepared to do for your company, we would close out the category. Of course, we would stop calling through the area. Like I said, we would work exclusively with your company. We won't work with any of your competitors. I would do a couple of things. I would take a look at our client interview calendar. I would schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's where we get all the information that we need to build out the website, create all the content to promote for your business. So, the things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business? If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we will use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. What I would do now to secure the listing for DaCosta Interiors is to read what's called a voice verification. As a Google Premier partner, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that reduced price, that it's a fixed flat rate, that we're reducing even the setup fee, and of course including the website for you as well. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. But did you have any other questions before I get that started?
I just want to actually, I don't know if it's a question. I just have to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm ready to do this.
Okay.
Because, because of the reasons that I already told you. But I can't be billed today.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I'm glad that I asked, because I am, well, of course we have to fill the position, but we don't have to start it today. I'm allowed to do a post-dated transaction for up to 5 business days. So since today is Monday, we could push things out even until Friday, if you wanted to wait until then. Friday's date is the 29th.
That's very good. Yep.
And Friday then for that start date, or Thursday, which is better? Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll
think,
be the...
Yeah, Friday.
Friday? Okay. So it'll be the 29th, and I'll put that in the voice verification with the start date then being the 29th. I'll take a look now at the client interview. We try to get our client interviews done as quick as possible, same day or next day. So if I'm looking out to Friday, it is pretty wide open. So like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question. It's pretty straightforward, though, and then this would be for everything to start on Friday the 29th. Give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to be branded online? I have it as DaCosta Interiors. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Wharton DaCosta Jr. I'm the owner of the business.
Okay. And then, Wharton, as the owner of DaCosta Interiors, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Right.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And now, Wirtgen, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, emails, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. DaCosta, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I call my client and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or, worse still, mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, it's concerning not because they're my client and I have to call them back, but I'm always concerned because if I were a potential customer and I was intending to hire them and I get mailbox not even set up, I'm much more likely to call someone else than I would be to try to call back later. So we don't want you to miss any opportunities. So when you get those text messages or those phone calls or the emails, please just be responsive to those. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angies. It's no direct conflict. You can keep it or stop it or pause it, whatever. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So it's a great time to rebrand your company. All of the content, all of the directories, the website, the verified listings will now have that as DaCosta Interiors. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, Wirtgen, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in costs, with the reducing of both the subscription costs and the one-time setup fee, with the website included at no additional cost, and, of course, with the start date being Friday the 29th, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged on Friday the 29th in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month and the further discounted rate of just $199. And again, that $199 is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mr. DaCosta, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which, as I mentioned, means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, this is at will, which means at any time, if after the second payment you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service, you can even pause the service seasonally, and of course you can stop the service at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That working is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. DaCosta, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So we won't be processing the payment until about 10 o'clock on Friday morning, but is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's a Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both. And is it Wharton DaCosta? Is the junior on there?
Yes, the junior is on there.
The junior is on there. Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4999-9800-0248-2337.
And then the expiration month and year?
8/25.
8/25, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
Yes, 7/10.
So I've got 7/10, 7/10 on the back of the card, and August or 8/2025, the expiration date. And then was the card itself $49.99-9800-0248-2337?
Yes, correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 449 Manville Road, 10570?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, on Friday morning, once we process that payment, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let's see here.
I usually just end up putting stuff in the notes on my phone. I can never find a pen and a paper when I need it.
That's what I was about to say.
and then it either lives there or it does find a different place.
Right.
I've got so many notes in my phone. Every now and then I go through and I'm like, what even is that? That's old. It doesn't make any sense. I get rid of it every now and then.
Matter of fact, I'm going to do that right now. Go ahead.
So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one, and that is for local Splash client support. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information on Friday once we process that payment. Our automated system will send that email out as well as the invoice email. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we went over just a minute ago in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, okay? Now,
okay.
When you get that link, we need you to kind of open it up. It'll talk about the local Splash terms of experience, optimizing your listing on Google and Bing, all the directories, the website. It's going to populate this number as a mobile number. We, of course, want to be able to send you text messages because that and email is your preferred method of contact. So don't click the box below the number. That would be to opt out of receiving SMS or text messages. There is a box, though, down towards the bottom, and it'll make more sense when you see it. There's going to be a long line at the very bottom. Above that line, there's a box that says they certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then it's going to want you to copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears, which will be Wharton DaCosta Jr. And then once you've got your name in that box, just click confirm signature. Now that does a couple of things actually. It does, of course, let us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced both the subscription cost as well as the setup, that we are including the website, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information online is already accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Like I said, you won't receive that information, though, until we process the payment on Friday around 10 o'clock. And looking out to the client interview calendar, like I said, pretty wide open with the early exceptions there. So the first available would be 11 o'clock on Friday. Last available is 6 o'clock. And other than 3 o'clock, every hour in between, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. Did you want something as early as 11, as late as 6, or somewhere in between?
I would take the 6.
6 o'clock, okay. So it'll be scheduled from 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock until 7 will be the scheduled hour. The call itself would get to you maybe a few minutes after 6, get you off the phone pretty close to 6:30. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, the one-hour window for about a half-hour phone call. At 5, you'll receive through our automated system an email reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 6. And I'm sending you now a calendar invite to your email address. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. I know you are bilingual, and we do have at least English Spanish speakers. No one fluent in Portuguese. Would you prefer a Spanish speaker or a bilingual speaker? Or, I mean, obviously you're perfectly fine with English, right?
No, I'm fine with English, yeah.
Okay, perfect. That makes it more available for whoever is the first one to finish up their prior call. And it's going to have your username. Oh, that reminds me. So it's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Your username is basically your phone number. It is just the numbers, though, okay. The area code included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the 914-705-2641. What it reminded me is that when you do put your name in the signature box and confirm the signature, the very next thing it's going to do is to ask you for your username and your password. You don't have to worry about that, though. That lets you know that you are successful in putting your name in the box. And the reason that it's doing that is it's coming from your dashboard portal for your tracking system, my.localsplash.com. It's just the automated system at that point thinking you're actually trying to log into your dashboard, and it's asking you to log in with a username and password. So the username is your phone number, like I said. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do reference either your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing. When they do that client interview at 6 on Friday, they'll give you the support@localsplash.com email address, so you can, not support, the photos@localsplash.com, so you can email the photos team directly. You can jot that down if you like, photos@localsplash.com. And then within a couple of days after that client interview is when your client dashboard will be completed and fleshed out, and at that point we'll officially email and text you both your username and the password. I think if you tried to do it before that, it would give you an error message that the page itself hasn't even been created yet. So like I said, don't worry about that. When you see that on the screen, that's just the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking. Other than that, though, you're all set and squared away. It will be someone else from our interview team giving you that call right out or shortly after 6 o'clock. But I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. I'm looking forward to helping you rebrand your company and get your phone ringing.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
Real pleasure.
I look forward to
it. Sure. Yeah, real pleasure. Real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much. You've been kind and respectful. You've made me laugh a couple of times. Obviously, an intelligent guy. To be honest, I don't always get all of that. In fact, a lot of the times I get none of it. So it's nice, especially at the end of the day, to talk to somebody who was, you know, as respectful of my time as I hope I've been of theirs, and you certainly have been that. So thanks again for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. DeCasa. You have a great night. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.